I'm Phil Hendry. This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. There you go. That's all you need. Conservatives of Kern County Chairman Larry Grover has released a press release concerning his imminent marriage to Ellen McKay of Culver City. Larry?
Hi, Phil.
My understanding is you guys are calling off the wedding?
That is correct. I was planning on the wedding with Ellen, but I am calling it off.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you very much, Phil. It was a very difficult decision for me, and I know that Ellen is hurt right now. I will say publicly, as I said to her privately, I hope that she can someday come to some level of forgiveness and understand that what I did was best for both of us.
Is it because you didn't love her? I was not clear in this press release.
I loved Ellen very much, Phil. It was not about that, and I love her still. But I had dinner with Ellen, and I'll tell you, there's an old saying that a boy's best friend is his mother, and I don't think that truer words were ever spoke. Ellen and my mother and I had dinner last month. My mother knew that we had planned on the wedding before that she had met Ellen. And my mother, and Agnes, my mother, she did not like
it. She didn't like her?
No, she did not.
Why?
I'll tell you, Phil, Ellen is a very modern woman. She wears a lot of new clothing. She listens to the latest dance records. My mother's a little old-fashioned. She is my mother, but she raised me and gave me life, and she had to raise me when I was sick and after my father died. My mother was all I had, and I think when push comes to shove, family wins.
But let me ask some. Ellen, I'm not going to try to talk you out of this, okay?
Well, I appreciate that.
But Ellen was an opportunity for you to get on your feet since you had lost a lot of work during your Clinton investigation. Your family had left you.
Yes, she was, but my mother had dinner with her and noticed things that I hadn't noticed before.
Like what?
Well, she wears these extensions, hair extensions. She has those... I don't know if you've ever seen those acrylic nails, but my mother said that a lot of the prostitutes in Las Vegas during the 70s wore those kinds of things. She also had been married and divorced once.
Well, but so were you.
You know, Phil, I think it's a little bit different for a man. And
why do you think that? You were divorced. You were married. You were divorced.
I don't know why. It's just different for a man. But beyond that, Phil...
I think that's a wrong thing to judge, Ron.
Well, but beyond that, she also was very opinionated. She was very opinionated, which I found appealing. I liked it. But my mother reminded me that an opinionated woman can also mean a woman who... She won't let a man be the pants in the family. So...
An opinionated woman.
I could be married to Ellen, and I could see in 6 months, blah, blah, just the mouth never stops. Never shuts up with everything that I want to say. My mother reminded me of that because she told me that my father in many ways, and as you know, Phil, I didn't know my father. He died when I was very young. But my mother tells me that my father never shut up. And I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but my mother said that when that boxcar got loose in the rail yard that day, it was almost a blessing.
Your father was killed in a...
In a roundhouse accident.
Oh, my God.
Right. But my mother said when she heard the news my father had been run over when he'd had the accident there, that it was a good thing. Not a good thing, but it was almost a... Because he never shut up. So I broke it off with her because, really, a boy's mother is his best friend. We have good things. I've got a problem right now is the thing that I wanted to talk to you about, and I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Well, hold on. 1-800. Let me give our phone number out.
Okay, Phil.
1-800-449-8686 is the number here. I'm Phil Hendry. With me is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. What's the story?
Well, the problem is I broke it off with her. I called her at work and told her again how sorry I was that the whole thing didn't work out. I did offer her at that time carte blanche, whatever printing job she needs. I can do all the printing jobs she wants, but that I needed to get the ring back.
This is the engagement ring you gave her?
Yeah, but it's half a carat. Okay, so that's about $4,000 it set me back. That's a lot of money because right now I'm doing the night managing at the printer.
You asked her for the ring? Dude, Larry... You said to her...
Phil, it's only right. It's $4,000.
You asked for the ring back.
Yeah, but it's standard. If the relationship ends for any reason, the woman has to give the ring back, okay?
No, if the woman breaks it off, she should give it back. But if the guy breaks it off, does that mean she has to give the ring back?
No. No, because what I heard is the guy breaks it off, then he gets it back. At least that's what my mother told me, but I would get the $4,000 back, and I would at least have that much money. And you know something? My mother's birthday is coming up on August the 9th, and I can sure make her a happy lady. There's a pearl necklace that she said that she always wanted, this pearl necklace that's over here at Sowler's Jewelry, so that's something I could give, because in a lot of ways my mother saved me from a marriage.
Wait a minute, I got to get this straight.
Yeah.
You've broken off your engagement to Ellen. Now you want to get the engagement ring back so that you can get your money back, so that you can buy your mother a birthday present.
Yeah, and I don't see anything wrong with that. And you're intimating that there is something wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with loving your mother or getting her a birthday present. I got to tell you, I think there might be something wrong with you wanting this ring back.
No. No, 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 no. Standard is, when the engagement is, we're not getting married. Why does she get 4 G's?
Larry.
We're not getting married. Why does she get to keep $4,000 of my money? Tell me why.
Because you're the guy that broke it off?
Nope, wrong. That doesn't work. That's not going to work. Okay? I have every right in the world, if I feel that it is not working out, to break off the engagement. She doesn't get to keep $4,000 of my money.
Well, I, you know what? I don't know the answer to this, man. All I tell you is you break it off with her. You called her at work?
Yeah. Well, I had told her how sorry I was.
You called her at work?
I called her at work, and I told her how sorry I was. I told her that I'd give her all the printing jobs she ever wanted.
So you're giving her print. You're promising her. You broke her heart, promising her a lifetime of printing jobs, but you want the ring back.
Phil, you know that I am sleeping on a cot.
Larry, you don't have to do this.
No, I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say it to every one of your listeners, because you're making me look like a bad guy. I am sleeping on a cot on the service porch of my mother's house. I haven't had normal sexual relations.
Larry, this is not necessary.
No, I'm going to do it. You brought it up. I'm going to finish it. I haven't had normal, and let me underline that word normal, sexual relations with a woman in more time than I can remember. Now, when I have my mother, who is the only consistent in my life, gives me some decent advice, I break off this engagement. Now all I want is my ring back, and you're telling me that I'm wrong somehow. So you don't have an answer, Mr. Talk Show Host. All you got is a lot of opinions.
Look, Larry, here's a...
No, all you have are a lot of opinions, Phil. You don't have answers.
Here's all I want to say. It just seems like a very abrupt thing. You break off an engagement with a woman. Now you... And why do I have to know that you haven't had normal sexual relations in more time? I don't need that.
I'm just trying to tell you the situation that I'm in right now.
All right, here's what I think you should do, and that is let her keep the ring, okay?
That's 4 G's.
Well, if it's all about money...
Well, she's not marrying me.
And this whole thing about your mother...
Don't ever... No.
I'm not saying anything bad about your mom, okay?
Don't ever even think it.
I'm not saying or thinking anything bad about your mom. I don't know why she's got to run your life. That's all I'm saying. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I haven't had normal sexual relations with a woman in more time than I can remember. He's the guy that's sleeping on a cot on a service porch. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show. We got a press release from Larry. You let this a press release from conservatives of Kern County. I have broken off my engagement to Ellen McKay, and Larry, it's just a shock. Now you want the engagement ring back?
Yes, I do, Phil. And again, I think it's very easy for you in a position that you're in with a radio show and the attendant luxuries that come with that. I live on a service porch.
Look, for a year I've been listening to you talking about sleeping on a cot on the service porch of your mother's house. Now you have an opportunity to move out, move in with a classy, modern lady, and you blow it.
My mother needs me right now, Phil, and there are a lot of things.
What does your mom need you for?
There are a lot of things.
Like what?
There are jobs to do around the house, the drapes that haven't been hung for the spring.
Can't you be married and come over on the weekends and help your mother with stuff like that? Good Lord.
Look, Phil, are you close to your mother?
Larry, this ain't about me.
Are you close to your...
This ain't about me. This is about you. Whether I'm close to my mother or not, you know...
What, are you calling me a sissy? You're saying that I don't have any? That I don't have a pair? Is that it?
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, you are. Let me tell you what I think. I think that if young men were closer to their mothers, we wouldn't have a lot of the bad things that happen in this world.
Oh, God. It's going to balk. Rich, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I was just thinking that he needs to grow a couple.
Grow a couple what?
What?
Grow a couple.
How can you let your mom run your life?
My mother noticed that this girl had acrylic nails.
Hey, you know, did you notice anything in your whole life when you were going out with her? Did you have to have your mom give you all your information?
I thought that acrylic nails were fine. I didn't know. My mother reminded me that a lot of prostitutes wear them.
Listen.
Wait a minute.
I was dating my wife. I didn't go to my mom and say, Mom, do you think she's a good girl? I made my mind up myself.
Wait a second.
I'm a man.
Wait. How do I know what kind of marriage you got? You're comparing yourself to me.
I've been married for 20 years. How do you like that?
Happily?
Yes.
Would your wife agree with that?
She sure would.
Was she wearing acrylic nails when you dated her?
Oh, will you come on with the acrylic nails?
I'm telling you right
Who
now.
Who cares about acrylic nails?
Because
are you so shallow you can't get past that? Like your mom tells you?
Look,
she makes one critical remark and you can't marry the woman?
Can I ask you a question? Would you marry a woman if she dressed like a whore? Of course you wouldn't.
And I didn't pick one that was a whore, though.
Well, acrylic nails, my man, is a tip-off.
Yeah,
so in other words, I'm not
how
a man
come you never had any clue before your mommy told you?
So in other
you.
Words, I'm not a man because I asked my mother.
Yeah. I mean, mom, I respect my mom.
Asked...
I love my mom. But
yeah,
if she told me that she didn't like my wife, I would have said, I'm sorry. I'm marrying her anyway.
What if your father,
she's the one I want.
What if your father said that he didn't like her?
That would be tough, too.
What if your father said that he liked her?
I don't care.
What if your mother said that she was sort of halfway about
it?
What are you talking about if your father said he liked her and your mother was halfway? We're talking about whether or not your mother runs your life to the detriment of to the detriment of your life, okay?
Look, my mother needs a lot of work done.
Look, I got to tell you one other thing. The ring is hers. You make a contract with somebody, you give them a ring.
No, sir.
You break it off. It's her ring.
No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. And I'm willing to hire a lawyer.
Now you're going to put this girl through a court case? Now this is what you're going to do? You're going to put this girl through a court case?
It really shows what a schmuck you are, really.
You know something? $4,000. Oh, so in other words, what's your name, Rich? You just take $4,000 and throw it down a rat hole. Is that what you do? Wipe your rear end with it and throw it in the toilet.
And what that is, that's a promissory note that you're going to fulfill your promise.
And what about...
You give her the ring in the promise that this is the engagement ring because
that's
I
because
will marry you.
Because we're being engaged. We're
you
not
break
engaged.
The covenant, she
I
gets to
the
keep
covenant.
It.
That we're not engaged anymore. Why does she get to keep the ring?
I think
because
he said. I think
that
the guy
was her
said
guarantee
very well.
To be true to you.
Be true to... Oh, I see. I bought
$4,000. Right. She said, okay, I'll be exclusive. I'll be engaged to you.
All right.
You break it off. It's just like a dowry. You owe her that.
$4,000 bought her a month.
You chose to pay her that.
Okay, you
that's
gave her that.
Choice.
Right. Thank you, Rich. Very good phone call.
You know, you guys don't understand...
Oh, if you're going to start mimicking me like a little kid...
You guys don't understand this predicament that I'm in. And that's the part that bothers me more than anything. And I love my mother, and I'm not ashamed of that.
Nobody says you ought to be. Just quit with the whole my mommy said. And
my mommy told me that she had acrylic nails. A whore wears those.
Yeah. Coral, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, Coral.
Hello. I don't know. I just think you're out of control. Did your mom still wipe your rear end, too?
Oh, so that's what it's... Now we're going to insult me. Is that it?
No, I'm not
trying
to
love my mother.
I just think you're insulting your girlfriend by breaking
my mommy said that she
my
was...
My mommy said...
I'm... Oh.
My mom... You said
my
mommy?
You, sir?
I'm 38.
You're 38 and you still call your mommy.
I call her my mommy. It is affectionate.
I understand that. I love my mother too. I love her dearly, but it's time to break the cord. You've spent your whole life thus far, 38 years with your mother, and I understand that your father passed away.
I was married. I had three kids, and during the Clinton years, I took up a little bit of time investigating a lot of his misdeeds. My wife did not agree with my activities. She left with my children. As the result,
you have no home, you have no family, you sleep on the service porch at your mother's house.
My mommy took me in when I needed help.
I just don't understand. Why did you break up with her for having acrylic nails?
Because
you keep focusing on this acrylic nail
mom
thing.
Mom said to me that the lady was she talked too much.
She talked too much?
Because
so a woman can't talk when she's with you? She has
no.
to sit and be quiet?
Well, does that mean that she's going to control me? When I'm
just
married to her?
Just because she talks too much doesn't mean she's going to control
you.
You
know, I mean, your mother is very domineering. Maybe you go after women that are just like your mother.
My mom is not domineering.
Oh, no, not at all.
No, she just doesn't want you to date a girl because she wears acrylic nails.
Oh, get a load of Henry now. You're the Freudian psychiatrist. Is that it? So I'm looking for a woman just like my mother?
Yeah, obviously.
It sounds that way, yes.
You love her.
Oh, you know, the both of you, and forgive me for saying this, you can both go straight to Hades.
What's that?
I know. What is
hell.
That?
It's hell.
You're
my mom
me to go
said,
to hell. I have an opinion too, sir. You've given
my yours. Mommy told me her heels and her shoes are too high. That's the way a streetwalker dresses.
Oh boy.
She's probably trying to dress nice for you.
Yeah, maybe she's trying to
honored by
like
that.
dress sexy or something.
It's like flattering.
Thank you, Coral, for your call. You understand? You know that?
Well, you're filling me in. Is that it, Phil? On how it is with women? Is that what you're doing?
You're the guy sleeping on the service porch. You're the guy who could have got off that service porch. And now, if I were you, okay...
If you were me, you'd do what?
I'd go down to where she works on my knees, and I would beg her to come back, tell her to keep the ring, give her another $4,000 ring, move the hell out of your mom's house right now, put your money together, get an apartment, keep that girl in your life.
Even though my mommy doesn't like her.
Even though your mommy doesn't like her, yeah.
And what do I do when Easter and Christmas rolls around... And my mom makes the honey-baked ham, but I don't get to be there? Is that it?
Your mom makes the honey-baked ham?
Every Easter, my mother makes the honey-baked ham. Are you saying I don't get to be there?
Are you telling me if you marry this girl that your mother will not allow you in the house anymore?
That's bingo. No honey-baked ham and none of the wild rice stuffing in the turkey. None of it.
Dude, I don't know, man. Bobby, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, yes. I just want to say... that if you were on Judge Judy right now and you broke it off, she gets to keep the ring. And
no,
two,
she's not keeping $4,000 of my money. Forget it.
And two, your mama isn't doing you very well if she'd let you sleep on the couch and not on the porch.
I sleep on the porch because I've got problems.
Yeah, we can tell.
Oh, you can't,
huh? Lots of them.
I've got certain problems.
What problems?
We've got a whole list of problems that you have.
Like, name one.
You're a mama's boy that can't break the cycle. You can't take care of yourself, evidently, because you're letting your mama do it. And this is
That's
coming
two.
From a psychiatric nurse. Thank you very much.
Oh, you know, you psychiatric nurses, I love you. You guys think you got a doctorate. You're always calling the talk shows with your big mouths. Have a psychiatrist call, okay?
Hey, I not only have big mouths, I have acrylic nails. Ooh, look out.
Yeah, well, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but a lot of the whores that worked the strip in the 70s wore those.
The 70s?
Well, you know what? This is the 90s, not the 70s. My acrylic nails, my shoes, nor anything else that I do make who I am.
So let me get this straight.
And your mother is strong.
Let me get this straight, because you're a psychiatric nurse. You think I'm cuckoo, don't you?
Oh, I think there's a rubber room with your name on it.
There we go. I knew it. See? God, oh, I hate it.
Thank you. Okay, should we keep going with this nut and his freaking mama? I happen to know his mother. Can you find Viola and see if maybe we can talk to her? 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry Show. Larry Grover, he is the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, instrumental in getting together information on the Clinton presidency. They were all set to impeach him. And he lost his wife and kids in the process of that whole thing. And now he's got an opportunity to leave, and he broke it off with the woman. So Phil Hendry Show, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686 to talk to myself. Larry Grover, who is the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, is my guest this hour. What do you do when you have been engaged to a woman who you love very much, but your mother doesn't approve of her? Do you ask for the ring back? Do you break it off? And if you're sleeping on a cot on the service porch of your mother's house and you have the opportunity to move into a $750,000 home in Calabasas, wouldn't you choose to do that? And isn't that really, Larry, what's your mother? You told me this lady, Ellen, first of all, who had a nice, you know, was married, has a lot of money, okay?
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
Well, what's the story, man? You'd rather sleep on a cot on a service porch than move into this lady's house?
Look, my mom made a very good point. You move into a house like that, and you live the lifestyle of a person who has money like that, and you get soft, and you aren't a hard worker anymore, and I want to be there. I want to be there for everybody. I want to be there for myself. I want to be there for my mother, and I don't want to get soft. And if I move into her house, and she has a pool and everything.
She has a pool, and plus you want that $4,000 ring back.
I think it's only fair. My mother suggested, and I had suggested to, that I suggest this to Ellen, that if she will provide me with a sexual encounter, she can keep the ring. And that's the only way that I can see my way clear of not calling an attorney.
If this lady who you were engaged to, had you guys had sex?
Not yet, no.
So you got engaged, you hadn't had intimate relations, but you were saying she can keep the ring if she has...
If she'll have sex with me, yeah.
She can keep the $4,000 ring.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Dude, this is whack, man. Okay, first of all, she's rich, and you don't want to move in with her, even though she's got a pool with a big house, but you will let her keep the ring if she'll give you sex.
I don't appreciate being called crazy, and I've been called crazy. There's nothing I've said that's crazy. Nothing at all. I have said to her, as an adult, you may keep the ring if you provide me with sex, but I will not move into your $750,000 home when my mother needs her drapes put up. Now, what is nuts about that? That's a boy who loves his mother.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Shanika, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
No, I don't think it's crazy. I think it's sick. You're what?
I'm 40-something?
Sick. 40-something? You're 40-something. You're still living with your mom. And if you complain about sleeping on the cot, well, why did you put up the $4,000 for the ring anyway?
Because...
If anything, I see she's doing you a favor, taking you out of that situation and making you into a man.
Wait a minute. When you buy a woman an engagement ring, it's supposed to equal your three-month gross salary.
You called it off. You called it off because mommy said so.
My mother doesn't want me to get soft living.
If mommy tells you not to wipe your butt, will you not do that?
Well, that would be pretty stupid if I didn't wipe my own
butt. Well, it's pretty stupid. You being a 40-something-year-old man, and mommy's telling you to do everything else. What happens when mommy leaves? Then what are you going to do?
My mother will always be sacred in my memory.
What are you... How are you going to get direction? How are you going to get any type of direction?
Direction?
You are 40-something years old.
I owe my life to my mom. Women
that
are,
is true.
Women
that
are,
is true.
Women are a dime a dozen. But my mom, what she's done for me, her ex-husband Ellen's ex-husband was a plastic surgeon. He gave her $150,000 in plastic surgery. She's perfect in every way. Why would I want that?
Well, you're the one that left her. If you say something wrong with her before, you wouldn't even give her the ring.
I gave her the ring because I loved her before my mom told
me. No. Love is not like that. See, that's something you don't understand. Love is not that. Love is not, okay, you look okay, but mommy says something, okay, I don't love anymore. Love doesn't go that fast.
I don't love her anymore because my mom pointed out the extensions.
Oh, my God.
Your mom pointed out the extensions?
Well, look it. I have already made the offer. And I'm making it on your program. I will let her keep the ring for a one-time and one-time-only sexual encounter.
You said before because she has fake nails and she wears extensions, she's a whore. So if she's a whore, you're going to go to a whore for sex? If she's a whore, would your mommy approve of that?
I think my mommy would approve.
Would your mommy approve of that, you going to a whore for sex? Come on.
I think you should apologize for making that comment. I think you're hurting the feeling.
No, I am not.
My mom said it's okay.
For you to have sex Well, so mommy wants you to do everything, but when it's time to satisfy you, for you to have relations, go somewhere
exactly.
else.
Yeah, exactly. Why can't you be the man that you want to be? Okay?
I'm being the man that I want to be.
Oh, okay. My God. So mommy does everything else, so just, I mean, come on.
I think there may
you
be
get,
something.
No. When you get married, you are to leave your home and go to your wife to start a new family.
I don't
you
think it's
have,
right. I don't
said
think.
You have kids and you have ex-wife.
Yes.
I mean, what, did she leave you? How does she feel about this mommy business? I think it's sick and you need therapy.
You know what? You sound just like my ex-wife.
Well, you know
Ellen,
what?
Ellen
you know
is
what? Thank God she left you. It is sick.
Sick. Ellen
there's
is.
There's no. You need to watch Oprah Tuesdays.
Oh yeah, that's all I need. That'll put me right.
That's sick for a grown man to be living at home with his mama.
My mama helped me get. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for my mom.
You know what? It is true.
My mommy loves me.
You know that is true, and I do commend you on the love
thank
of your
you.
Mommy.
Thank you very
but
much.
Okay. But
look at the lady that I'm about to that I was gonna marry, Ellen. She's 15 years younger than me. That's sick.
Wait. How was it sick? Was it sick when you left her? Love has no lines.
Well, don't you think she's a little young for me?
You're 38. She was 23.
Yes.
With a $750,000 home in Calabasas and a big pool, and you could sleep in a bed, not a cot.
On a service porch. Why won't you sleep in a bedroom? Why don't you even on the couch at your mommy's house? But you sleep on a service porch, a cold, dirty service porch?
That's
I mean, come on.
The couch is brand new Italian. I can't sleep on that. I get body oil on it. I haven't laughed at you. You're laughing at me.
I'm not laughing. You know what? I'm not laughing at you. Your situation is very funny.
Mr. Henry.
I am 23 years old. I am married. And I'd be damn if someone can say something like that. What? No. You don't even have to say that.
My mom said that if she gave me sex, she can keep the ring.
Jesus.
If your mama tell you to jump off the cliff, would you?
If there was a reason for me to do it.
Oh, you know what? You know what? You need to go on Jerry Springer.
I thought you said I should watch Oprah, but go on Jerry Springer.
I feel you crazy now.
Well, which is it? Should I watch Jerry Springer and go on Oprah, or should I watch Oprah and go on Jerry? You told me to watch Oprah and to go on.
Wait a minute. You're going out of your mind here, Larry.
Well, this lady doesn't make any sense, okay? And she's laughing at me. Look it. All I'm asking, if Ellen, if you're listening, if you'll give me one night of sex, you can.
Oh, forget it. One night of sex.
Wait, she's 23.
All right, okay, fine, thanks. You're all goofy. If you give me one night of sex, well, then I'll let you keep the ring. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. You think that cat would be happy that Bush is president? 1-800-449. Happy that Bush is. Oh, never mind. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Sounds like there's that record stuck, man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here. And so there you go. There's our show for today. I wanted to mention the Barry Bonds hitting 500 home runs. It's a feat. And you guys that are not baseball fans, which I am not one, but I wanted to acknowledge that as a pretty significant moment. And the whole thing with baseball is I don't dig baseball unless there's something really hot going on, like a really good pennant race, or like, was it 2 years ago that McGuire and Sosa were going at it, or last year? No, it was 2 years ago that McGuire and Sosa had that major home run battle that even my wife was into the whole thing, you know, and forget it. Maria doesn't follow. She just doesn't follow. She follows the WNBA. But that was so cool, you know, and watching those two guys going back and forth. Mike mentioned Ripken's streak, you know, the consecutive game. You know the streak that's cool? The coolest streak in baseball, the coolest record in sports, I think, has got to be DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak. You talk about pressure. Anybody mounts an assault on that, they're going to have to grow a pair that are brass. very dense and brass, because that, if you think about it, is almost impossible to hit safely in 56 straight baseball games. Now, forget about it. I read this. I told you I read this biography of DiMaggio. And when he was in the middle of that streak, there were official scores around the league that liked him and wanted to see the streak continue. And if he had a bloop, yeah, maybe a bloop single that kind of bounced off of a guy's glove and it could have been ruled an error, they gave him a hit. So he had a couple, not a lot, but he had a couple of those during that streak, which makes it, you know, suspect. What the hell? That's baseball. But for a guy to hit in 56 straight games, it's just really awesome. I missed that stupid Weakest Link, by the way, but I got a little bit of news for you. My dentist's daughter is going to be on Weakest Link either Monday or Tuesday. So watch for my dentist's daughter. Who's my dentist? You'll never know. I'm not about to lay anybody's name out on the air here. I'm just going to tell you that my dentist's daughter is going to be on Weakest Link Monday and Tuesday, and I hope she wins. Oh, wait a second. I already know what happens. I won't tell you. I asked him, I said, how'd she do? Well, should I tell you? She sucked. Now, anyway, I said, she can't, what'd she get? She gave me like fourth or something. I said, would she get any money? He goes, no, not a dime. The cheap bastards. Anyway, I don't know what day it's going to be, Monday or Tuesday, and I have not seen freaking Weakest Link yet. I got too much to do. Maria's out of town. She's up in up north. There's a whole alumni thing going on at her school, so she's up there, and I'm going to get on the plane, and I'm going to go and see her, and that ought to be cool, and, you know, we'll bust out some keggers like she did in her sorority days, so that'll be really awesome. But I'm without family for the next few days, so I'm going to go home and catch up on a whole lot of really cheesy, bad porn on the Internet. Thank you so very deeply. It's been nice talking to all of you, and this is Phil Hendry, and just telling you, if you're not, you know, with your wife, if your family's away, now's the time to log on to all those sick sites on the Internet. Thank you, and good night. I'm not leaving yet. This is another great thing. This is you too. This is a class act here.
And what I'm seeing here is Spielberg completely left out the very obvious things that he could say about the gay community in Amistad.
And how could the hijacking of a slave ship have anything to do with the gay community? Okay.
I agree. What about, first of all, the people who were in charge of those slaves and who incarcerated them were United States Marines. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, that was the 1830s Marines. Yeah.
Okay. Right. And you are going to leave homosexuality of a scene like that. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, most definitely.
Why?
I mean,
United States Marine Corps.
Well, because nothing to do with homosexuality.
Well, the U.S. Marine Corps was populated primarily by homosexuals between 1820 and it.
You don't know that.
Oh, listen to the homophobe.
Well, why am I a homophobe?
You're so violently disagreeing with me.
How do you know the U.S. Marine Corps was populated primarily any more than you think the SS was?
Most of Hitler's supporters were gay.
Because he's gay. He knows everything because he's gay. He knows everything about
I'm
the
gay.
Movies, about these producers because he's gay.
I'm a gay journalist. I'm a gay journalist. I came out in November. What are you laughing about? Well, you know something?
Oh, man, I can't.
My column tomorrow is going to deal with Steven Spielberg's homophobia. And
oh, come on, will you?
No, and then why he won't return my calls for an interview. He won't return my calls because he's running scared and he won't address this issue. I'm getting offended, and naturally I would assume it's because he's homophobic. I need for Steven Spielberg to get back to me before this gets ugly in the gay community.
Well, what are they...
Ugly in the gay community.
That's
good, sir. That's really hot, I tell you what. I live down in Cincinnati, and I just can't understand why you gay people have to come out. You have to throw it up in our face all the time. I have no problem with you guys being gay. I mean, I'm not running up and down the street and protesting and saying, oh, man, I'm a heterosexual, you know. I'm not throwing it up in your face all the time. That seems to be all that you gay people want to do.
You're not throwing it up in
our face.
Every time you sign your name, you're throwing you call yourself Montana, and you're not gay?
My name is Montana.
Well, sir, that's an obviously gay name.
Oh, yeah, listen to you.
Well,
everything's gay to you. See,
no, sir.
You're a fresh queer out of the closet, so everything is gay to you.
I'm freshly out of the closet. I've been out.
You came out in November. You just brought
that's
up
almost,
money your rock in November,
that's
didn't
almost
you?
Six whole months ago.
Oh, yeah, you just crawled up under your rock six months ago?
If I were you, I'd go back under your rock and change my name, because every time you say your name's Montana, some guy in a feathered boa is going to give you a front row seat there at the Moulin Rouge.
Partner, you better think again.
What you laughing about? You're the guy with the name Montana.
I was named by my parents. I was named Montana after my grandfather.
What, after some saloon singer
that's being gay?
What is the name
about my name? What's your name?
My name's Doug, okay, as in Douglas, that happens to be like a guy's name. I don't know about Montana.
Yeah, Doug takes it up the mug, right?
Hey,
yeah, we understand that, Doug.
Last guy I knew named Montana took it up the old dirt road, and they got plenty of them in Montana.
Come on, you guys. Can't we grow up a little bit?
Well, this is a guy named Montana, and he's giving me a hard time.
Oh, you're going to be Look,
your name is Montana.
You crawled out from underneath your rock, and every sentence you got coming out is that you're saying you're gay.
Are you aware that I'm a gay journalist, and that means I can see right through this bullcrap with Steven Spielberg? You're aware of that, right?
I don't.
Yes, he's aware of it.
I don't see anything Steven Spielberg's done that has any gay connotations to it. I mean, Saving Private Ryan, there was no gay connotations in that. Just like Phil Henry got through telling you, that was about World War II. That was about an episode in World War II.
Where's the gay community in that? And where were the black soldiers, too, by the way?
Oh, will you come on? It was a white force. The black support and supply guys were there, but this was about the attack on the beach. And at that time, unfortunately, our armed forces was still segregated. There were no black troops there, okay?
Yeah, but there were gays, and they didn't say anything about it.
I'm sure there were some gays there.
And they didn't show any gays.
Yeah, I bet you they did show some gays. But guess what? We didn't know, because they were wearing their freaking helmets.
They were doing what soldiers do. They were fighting.
All right, Montana, whatever you say, sweetheart.
Okay, look, Doug.
That's the guy with the name Montana.
I ain't your sweetheart for one damn thing.
Well, then you better change your name. My name has nothing to do with it, Doug.
Take it right up the butt there, Doug. I know how you like to take it, don't you, buddy?
I'll tell you what, Montana, I bet you got a butt like a roadmap.
Someone you can lay in return for grace. It's a beautiful